We are in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. This next speaker is a member of the Nerdalogs. I'm going to tell you guys a fun fact. So when we asked Mark if he wanted to be our guest this month, he was like, here's four people that I really want to talk. And one of them was Claire Friedman. But unbeknownst to him, Claire had already declared her intentions to tell a story about Mr. Coolum himself. So guess what, man? This is going to happen one way or the other. This is Claire Friedman.
October is an auspicious month for comedy and I, the very best of friends. It was in October of 2009, 2 months, a little shy of 2 months after I moved here, when I decided I couldn't stand not performing anymore and started my first Second City class. And I looked it up today. And in October of 2011, the AV Club published an article called Beyond This American Life, The AV Club's Guide to the Best Local Podcasts, which is no longer online. You can't, the AV Club just has scrubbed it from the internet entirely. But I did find a copy of it because Matt Walsh thought, or Matt, whatever intern Matt Walsh has worked for him, reposted it. And on that list of podcasts was a podcast called Poor Choices Show. And I was very excited about this because it was described as a podcast about Chicago comedy. And I said, oh, that's what I do. What a perfect show for me, she says, just beginning her level 3 IO class. I don't give myself enough credit. As I said, I was in Second City, so I just finished coming off a banger run of conservatory shows at the Second City, which... But then, oh, then I got to start listening to this show that had just a 70-episode backlog of interviews with every Chicago person that I kind of, sort of, knew who they were. And, oh, man. That show ruined me. If you guys haven't caught on, that show was Mark's show. I did not speak to Mark Coolum for another 3 years. Cool. It's hard to be a fan of Chicago comedy because by definition, to be a fan of Chicago comedy, you practically are required to be also be a part of Chicago comedy. So you're walking this very strange line in between being a performer and being someone who is included and wants to move up in the world and doesn't want to seem too cool, but is not at all cool and displays that at every given opportunity. For example, I know everything about TJ Jagodowski's life. I have a signed TJ and Dave poster that hung on my wall for a very long time, way past when it should have, because I was one of the first 50 people to do an at-home screening of their film. Trust us, this is all made up. And so I was given a signed poster and two copies of the DVD, which I have to this day, held a screening at my home in Minnesota where I went back to for Christmas during college and showed it to 12 very disinterested friends. It was a beautiful moment where I got to keep turning around and say, eh? And this is so great to people who looked at me and went, what? But I knew that there were people like me out there. I knew that there were people like Mark and me and people not like me, but yes, like Mark, who would talk to the people that I didn't want to talk to. And sometimes people that I admired so much would come on the air and then talk about basketball for an hour. You waste of time, Tim Baltz. I look back at the archive, and the week that that AV Club was posted, the first episode that I listened to was probably either the unrelated Ross Bryant, who is embarrassingly next door, or A.D. Bryant, who is now on SNL. Either way, both great episodes, and again, I remember way too much about them. And I was always afraid when I was meeting new people that I was just going to start blurting out their life details, which I did sometimes. Some of those people I've awkwardly become friends with, like Ted Tremper, whose web series I watched a lot, and whose episode I listened to too many times. And Steph Cook, who I successfully never blurted out that I knew that she was from Texas and I knew her whole origin story of coming here. And Mark Coulomb, subject of Poor Choices episode 199, which I did not need to look up. It's weird being a fan of something that you're involved in. Especially when it starts unraveling. I feel like when you're a celebrity, like a real celebrity, not like a Chicago comedy celebrity. Let's get real, guys. when you're a celebrity that doesn't also live in a studio apartment. I got too many laughs. So when you're a celebrity, I feel like maybe that you get to Hollywood and you're like, oh no, the business, it's all real, money rules everything, cocaine, sex, it was all true, we were all wrong. Imagine that on like a hundredth of the scale, but with exactly the same amount of ego. And that is what Chicago comedy becomes. And it's this beautiful, wonderful, weird place. And I still love it so much, and I'm involved in it, but do I still go to 3 shows that I owe in a row just because I have nothing better to do? No. Because I always have anything better to do. But I love it. And I had this very weird relationship with Poor Choices in that, again, I never talked to Mark. Not once. But I was obsessed. I think there was only one live Poor Choices show, right?
Three?
I only had the courage to go to one of them. Oh no, I remember that. No, yeah, okay. So the like main one that I remember, because I think, whatever, who cares? Nothing matters. Nothing matters in the entire world. I learned that from Mark. Anyway. I went to the Poor Choices held an improv show at the Upstairs Gallery, and I went to it in secret, and I had a disguise, which was that of someone who was still in classes, so no one talked to me, and I went and I watched the entire show, and I really enjoyed it, and then almost physically ran into A.D. Bryant on my way out and said, "Hi," as if I knew her, and then just barreled out the door. And that was the only word I said the entire time I was there. Because there were these people on stage that I knew so much about. But they didn't know me. And that's why being a fan becomes really weird. Because you learn everything about these people or these characters or these things. But you're still anonymous. And it's been weird because in addition to you know, seeing all these people evolve and seeing Chicago comedy evolve, I've also weirdly followed Mark's evolution, where I remember, like, hearing him talk about, like, oh, I think, like, Mark might be, like, dating someone. And then, like, he would jump in to, like, a list of, like, great comedians. He'd be like, you know who's great? Mel Evans. And then, like, oh, I'm doing a new podcast. It's called Now With Your Ex. Oh, Mel Evans is co-host. Oh. And then it's like, oh, you know, me and the lady are moving in together was on an episode where someone was talking about board games. And which I listened to on a bike ride 3 years ago. And it was like, oh, yeah, Mel and I are dating, but it's like weird because we have this podcast. And it's like, oh, Mel and I are dating. It's like, oh, I followed you on Twitter a while ago. Then I had an aneurysm and died. Which is why my ghost is here, because my ghost is here telling this story because I always try and think of the story that I'm most afraid to tell. And today that is telling someone who's here that I've been a huge fan of him and of him and Mark and Mel in particular. And as that's grown, it's helped guide me through the weird world that is Chicago comedy. And I remember in October of 2012, a year after I started listening to Poor Choices, I got the email that I didn't make a Herald team. And I walked out of my office and cried in a parking lot, like you do. And one of the things I thought about after I got off a sobbing phone call with my dad, who was kind of confused, was Mark, I think, having Jason Schatz on the show, and the first question he asked was, why didn't I make a Herald team? Which is an insane question to ask. And I don't believe Jason had a good answer. And I remember thinking about that and thinking, you know, Mark's talking to all these people. He's doing stuff. I'll be okay. And it's great to have someone who's a fan be such a guiding light. We'll miss you, Mark.
Hey, Friedman.